KBND Morning News Time. KBND Morning News Time is 6:05. Good morning. It is Wednesday midweek. Welcome to the Morning News. I'm Dave Jarvis. Let's go to the news center and Lori Robb.
Good morning. A Bend man was arrested on drug charges at the Bend McDonald's on the south end of town yesterday. He's also suspected of being an illegal alien. Arrested was 55-year-old Severo Perez. Officers say Perez was acting suspicious and carrying a large bag. They searched the bag and found 3 pounds of methamphetamine valued at $60,000. Perez is charged with possession, delivery, and manufacture of meth. He's also suspected of being an illegal alien and is placed on an immigration hold. The district attorney's office laid off a part-time investigator last week, and Deschutes County leaders are distancing themselves from the action. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Interim Deschutes County Administrator Eric Kropps' DA Patrick Flaherty sent them a memo last Friday saying he had eliminated the investigator position currently held by Sharon Sweet.
Also, the district attorney is an independently elected state official. The actions taken by the DA were strictly those of the district attorney and not of the county.
Kropp would not elaborate on any potential litigation. He has met with county commissioners to discuss their next course of action but wouldn't say any more. Sweet has been an investigator with the DA's office and county for 5 years. Three quarters of her time was spent in the DA's office, a quarter at the county investigating personnel matters. She is still employed on a part-time basis with the county. Flaherty says the layoff was made to cut expenses. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In political news, U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says he supports efforts to try to stop China from illegally manipulating its currency. Senate Bill 1619 imposes tariffs on imports from countries that deliberately undervalue their currency. Merkley says China's actions in keeping its money artificially low are wrong and has an impact on the U.S. economy.
And by pegging it below its market value, it creates a tariff to our products of about 25% and a subsidy to the export of their products. This systematically discriminates against manufacturing in America, and it's unacceptable.
The Senate bill passed late yesterday afternoon. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend is involved in a long-term solution to debate in the debate over a vital rest area that connects Central Oregon with the Portland area. Officials at ODOT say they need to close the government camp rest area to trim the budget, but Telfer says that's a tough cut given it's the only area between Portland and Madras.
And obviously we need the tourism coming our direction, and the more we can make our tourists travel comfortable, the better.
The move is part of a 2% cut on operating costs the agency says it must make. This past weekend, several groups came up with a temporary plan to keep it open through the end of March, and Telfer says lawmakers will work on a long-term solution this coming session. She also says she's going to file paperwork today to run for re-election. She says there's no word yet on a Democratic challenger, but would welcome the competition and the opportunity to debate the issues. Well, Oregon's fire season is over. 1110 KBND's Lynn Masterson has a wrap-up.
With the El Niño year, the fire season changed this summer. Rod Nichols with the Oregon Department of Forestry.
It started off quite slow with a cool, wet spring that carried on into the early summer, and so we really didn't start to see fire activity until several weeks later than normal.
Nichols adds one of the reasons they were able to hold startup blazes in check quickly was the access to aircraft leased under a special purpose appropriation created by the state legislature. In Portland, Lynn Masterson, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Another Occupy protest is cropping up in the Northwest. Demonstrators will be gathering in Vancouver this weekend for what they say will be a peaceful movement of awareness. The Occupy Vancouver protest starts at noon at Esther Short Park. Organizers say they started planning after seeing thousands of people turn out for Occupy Portland. And coming up next on your local news at 6:30, the Oregon State Land Board votes to sell about 500 acres of state lands in Central Oregon, and that could help local schools, will explain. Plus, it's a snafu that affects tens of thousands of people in Oregon who get unemployment checks. We'll also have that story at 6:30. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.